Here we are again, sir. How are you?
I'm well. Me too, Ray. It's good to hear your voice, my friend.
Let me ask you, what was your first impression when you heard about what this woman was saying?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for inviting me on the show, and I want to begin by expressing my deepest condolences, Mary's and my deepest condolences to the Bush family on the loss of our former First Lady. And we admired all that she did for our country, and that was one of the reasons why I lowered the flags on campus today in her honor. And Ray, I also want all of your listeners to know that I condemn the tone, substance, and timing of Dr. Girard's comments on Twitter last night. I want that to be unambiguous. And how did I feel? I was shocked, upset, appalled, just like everybody else. Her views do not in any way align with the university's core values. You know the university, Ray.
I know that.
We're here to support our students, to prepare the next generation of leaders. And those comments are not aligned with our core values and what we're all about.
But unfortunately, this is the third time that the university has made national news with something like this. And like I said earlier, that's the last thing that you need. I mean, is it time to have a come to Jesus meeting with the staff out there, Joe? Or what can you do about it? I realize there are paths that you have to follow because of the union rules, and also because of the university rules. I'm sure there's a pattern, a rule book, everything that has to be adhered to. But at the same time, you know what this can do to the reputation of the university, what this can do to donations, scholarships. This can go in the wrong direction for all of the wrong reasons. So what are you personally going to do about it?
Well, what I'm going to do about it is get all the facts. We're going to review this. We take it very seriously, and we're going to do what is right. And I don't have all of the information right now, but I promise you that all options are on the table.
Okay.
And, you know, just because a professor is tenured doesn't mean that they can do and say whatever they wish. And I think our professors in general know that. They're extraordinary people. They're great scholars. Each of these cases has been different, and I am very sorry about this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're going to take it very seriously, get all the facts together, and do the right thing.
When you say all options are on the table, can we go through some of those options? One or two of those options? What might those options be?
It's probably better if I don't go through the options because it's a personnel matter and because it's likely to involve attorneys and so forth.
Okay. But I understand.
I want you to know that I'm not I'm not in favor of any particular option right now. We just need to know the facts, and we will get them. We will do a review, and we will do the right thing. And I think more importantly, Ray, you asked about the university as a whole. Our faculty are great scholars, and I think they would join me in general in being very, very saddened and upset by the comments made by their colleague.
Well, I don't know if you're aware or not, but two of them have called the program today. Individuals who work out there in professorial capacity, and they were extremely upset, very condemning of this individual's language and saying this is not reflective of who we are. So you've got support
Absolutely.
From within the community out there that actually is on the front line doing the teaching.
Yes, absolutely. And I know our friends and alumni have been hearing from them directly, and I understand completely, and I share their deep concerns about this. And again, we're going to do everything that we can to address it. As you know, Ray, and we've talked in the past, we have forums throughout the year where we talk about free speech and what that is and what that isn't, what civility, respect. You know, the timing of this as well is a problem, in addition to the tone and the substance. So, it's not just a free speech issue. This is one of decency and respect, and I think that that's an important lesson for the whole community and for our university, and we will learn from this as well as deal with it.
can, I don't know if you can even answer this one, can any, how are you going to avoid the next incident, you know? Do you do that by setting this one as an example? Do you draw a line in the sand? There certainly has to be a message sent to that small minority in the community out there who would want to take issue with something like this and go off in the direction that she did, that we don't want this anymore. So what can you say to them? What can you say to my audience and the Fresno State supporters to indicate that this is just not going to happen anymore?
Well, we are a university, and I think education is the most important and powerful tool. So we're going to continue to have forums to educate our people about civility and respect and, yes, of course, freedom of speech that we all enjoy. This isn't just about a professor. This is a right that each of us has, but it comes with a responsibility.
It sure does.
You and I both know that, and I think that's so important. And as we educate our students who are going to become the next generation of leaders, we need to role model that for them, mm-hmm. our faculty and our staff. So that will be certainly, we'll continue that. We've been doing a lot of that. We've been, in many ways, a model for showing that. You know, these are issues that have been dealt with across the country, and I promise you that we will learn from it, and we're going to do everything we can to model that sort of behavior, because our values are not aligned with those comments that she made last night.
And as I've you know, cautioned my audience to, you know, tread carefully with this, I mean, this is... These type of responses, this type of condition is something that's not happening just within the confines of Fresno State. There is, you know, this is happening in universities throughout the country, unfortunately. There are individuals who are taking advantage of their positions in the community and their positions at the university to build up their own image or do whatever they are doing for their own 15 minutes of fame rather than the job before them, which is educating the younger minds in this country. And I think that there needs to be a refocusing straight across the boards at all universities that is the task. People are not there to further their own political conditions or their own ideological beliefs, and I'm sure you would agree with me on that.
Yes, we have a unique responsibility. Universities are very important institutions in our society, and faculty, staff, administrators, we have a very unique responsibility in showing our students what it means to be a leader, to show that civility and respect and understanding. And that's what we're striving for every day. And I know our society is as a whole. It's something that we're all challenged by in these days. And social media adds that extra dimension because you're not next to somebody, you know. You can say something without seeing them or knowing them. And I've been on the receiving lines of those kinds of things. And
you have.
I try to call the person and we talk about it. And, you know, it's much better to do it like we're doing today or in person and share concerns. And I think that deepens understanding as we do that.
You've indicated you want to wait until all the facts are on the table. And you've also indicated that all of the options are on the table. So with that, I am to take it that tenure be damned, because that's what this woman is, you know, hiding behind and talking about, you can't touch me, neener, 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 that indeed there could be circumstances within this particular occurrence that she might be fired. Is that a belief that I'm thinking that's what I'm hearing from you? Am I correct in that? I'm not saying she will be, but I'm saying could that be one of the options?
Well, I think the way I'd put it is that it would be incorrect to assume that a tenured professor can say or do whatever they wish.
Yes.
And so I would take that
and
we'll look at all the facts and make the best decision that we can. But I believe our faculty in general know that. And, you know, we have an ethics center. Dr. Fiala has an ethics center at Fresno State. He writes a column about ethics every week. And it focuses on these kinds of issues. How do you disagree in a way that's respectful? And I think that's what it's all about. That's
yeah,
how we learn
yeah.
from each other, not you know, ripping each other on social media.
I just wanted to make sure that the audience and everybody understands that tenure is not the solid piece of concrete that many people believe it to be, that it's impenetrable. You can't reach into the other side and grab that person and get rid of them if you have to, and you've indicated that. Tenure right. is not, you know, that big solid piece of steel protecting somebody. So, and that's...
Yes, all of us are accountable, Ray. All of us are accountable.
Something like this particular incident can be very costly to the university. I'm assuming some of your people in your office have already heard from donors saying, never again, you're not going to get a penny. I mean, when the university is constantly scraping for money and something like this happens, you know, that money can, not all of it, but some of it can dry up, and you've got to be worried about things like that, correct?
Well, here's the thing, Ray. We have a lot of friends out there who love Fresno State, and I want them to know that we are continuing to educate our students better than ever every single day. I am very upset about what was said last night, and we will deal with it as effectively as we can.
Yeah.
And I promise that, and I want our friends to know that they can continue to believe in us, that we're a great university. We're not defined by one person's inappropriate comments on social media. We have lots of great people doing great things every day for our university. You and your son and others in your family who've been alumni, who are alumni, you know that. And that's what I'd like people to keep in mind as we deal effectively with this situation.
The reason I brought that up in the context that I did is because this stuff can be hurtful. It can cost the university a couple of bucks. There were individuals that called in the first segment I did on this and saying, it's time to hurt the university. We need to hurt the university. That's the only way they're going to be heard on this. We'll get their attention. Others called up, and they were in the majority saying, no, you don't want to hurt the university. You want to go after the main offender here. And I think that's the point. Before somebody takes it out on the university, please, yet let the university deal with the offender, then make your decision. Because you're taking it on the university. You're taking it out on every young adult that's going there. And that's not fair. And I'm sure, Doctor, you'd agree with that.
Absolutely, Ray. Our students are going about their business today just like they were yesterday. They're working hard. They're doing well. We're achieving at the highest levels we ever have. And I assure people that that's the direction we're heading in. And this one isolated incident, as terrible as it is, we will deal with it. But I don't think it should define how we all believe our university is and how we feel about it, because it's a great place. It's getting stronger every day. And I just ask for the understanding and a little bit of patience as we navigate this incident.
She's currently on leave. That leave was... premeditated prior to this incident, correct? That was already in the cards.
Yeah, she's been on leave this semester, and she made that request in the past.
Sure.
And it was granted. So she's not teaching this semester.
What kind of a contract does she have? Are you aware of how many more years are left on her contract? Does she have an open contract? What kind of a business deal are you dealing with as far as she's concerned?
Well, she is a professor with tenure, and so that is a certain category of rights that she has, and there is a collective bargaining agreement that we have with the faculty union, and we have university policies to deal with. So we will have to look at that and consider those policies and procedures, and we will do the right thing. And as I said, there's no option left off the table at this point.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've only got a couple of minutes left here with you. What would you like to add? What would you like to say? I'll let you take as much time as you need to talk to the people of Fresno.
Well, thank you, Ray. Again, I want to apologize for what happened last night. I was horrified just like all of you were. I am glad that it stopped. That's a good thing. I want folks to know that we're going to look at all the facts and make the right decision. And I want to ask them to think about the big picture of our students. And as horrifying as those comments were last night, to think about what we're doing every day to educate those students who are our next generation of leaders. And I promise you that we will deal with this effectively and we'll move forward. And our university is going to be stronger because we're going to learn from it. And we'll continue to have these forums, which I want to invite the community to participate in. We've had many who've come, and we'll continue to do that on the campus and for the community. And I believe that we will continue to be stronger and stronger each day. So, Ray, I appreciate the opportunity, and I'll come on again soon. I'm sorry we had to do it by phone, but I look forward to coming back in the studio next time and talking about whatever you wish.
Well, I want to say for everybody to hear that you're a good guy. You are really a good guy, and I know you will, and I know this has got to be hurting you personally a lot.
Yes.
And you don't need this, and I realize there's a certain path that you have to walk down as the chief administrator out there. But, you know, I'll end this by saying that we will trust you to do the right thing. And we will talk again. Joe Castro, thank you.
Thank you, Ray.
All right.
I'll see you soon, my friend.
Take care, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.